Shun Nun Gimel Shabbos continued at Chav Cheshvan HaTovshin on Zion, February 15th, 1977,
Tuesday. And that's not mamish going down through the force of gravity, because when do we say that it goes down completely through the force of gravity? If it goes down completely to the karka oretz, but if it goes bialachsen, so that means there is still a derivative force of the person. That's why it fell bialachsen, not it didn't go down on the karka mamish. So again, you see the thesis emphasizes. So then it's certainly not a hefsek. So the passage to the neutral zone is not a hefsek. Anyway, so we see from Rav Peiros that keach keichei does not have a din of grom. Now, as to whether keach keichei has a din of grom or not is not such a dover portion. From the Rambam it certainly appears that keach keichei is not a grom, like a Rav Peiros. Now, Ritziyah Bishgogo is Chayv Goles. Now, but there are several Pturim in Ritziyah Bishgogo. Now, there is Aloche, there is difference, there are Chaliyah, there are Chiridah, only if there are Chiridah is Chayv, there are Chaliyah is Potter. The other Pturim, according to the Rambam, so all these Pturim that Gemara mentions in Perichilin Agilin are based upon three kinds of Shelik. According to the Rambam. Not all Rishonim agree with the Shittas Rambam, but they're the Shittas Rambam. In other words, there is no halacha of derech aliyah, derech yirideh per se. Why do we say that derech aliyah is poter? Because derech aliyah, it's always sheni kor leinis. And according to the Rambam, there are three types of shgogo in Ritziyah. There is a regular sheik, and there is a sheni kor lemezit. Sheni kor lemezit means culpable negligence. And then there is Shegi Korleinis, not on his Gomu, but his Korleinis. So, we Shegi is Chayiv Goles, and the Goles is Mechaper, that is in the middle, if it's just a Shegi. Neither Shegi Korleinis is not guilty of culpable negligence, nor is it Korleinis. But if it is Shegi Korleinis, in other words, Nischavein, he's nearsighted, so he doesn't see from far. So he thought that the behemoth was standing, and then he shot that creature that he thought was a behemoth, and then he turned out to be a human being. So that sheik of the mazik. So he's not chayv goles. Why isn't he chayv goles? Because goles cannot be mechap. Goles cannot be mechap. So it's culpable negligence. And then there is a situation of Sheikh called Leines, so then he's not even Chayim Kolis, only a regular Sheikh. So the Rambam, so there is a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon, they are in the Mishnah in Makes Dav Zayin, Minoreita Mizbaka. Suppose, let's say, that someone was chopping wood in the forest, and then a splinter broke up and did kill the person. So Rebbe Imir Geile, Vachachomim Amen Geile, Upir Sherashe, Minoe Itzamin, I'm reading from the Kesem Mishne, Minoe Itzam Izbaka, Yotzo Kisein, Vinitas Lemorochi Gvora. Now let's see how the Rambam passed from this thing. In Pir, Hilches Ketzi, Yachosh Miras Nefesh, Perik Vov, Alochet Esvov. Nishmat HaBarzel Minoe Itzam Izbaka, in the Geile, Mipnei Shein Zebo Mikeichei, Yalo Mikeich Keichei. ונמצוק מיינס, וכן הזירק אבן לתומו, להפיל תמורים, ונופלו מן התמורים על תינג והוגו, פוטה, מפני שנופלו מכיח ככי, וכן כל קייץ את זה משר הסיביס. So the Gemara says that's כיח ככי. So the Rabbonon say that כיח ככי, וציע בשגוגו, is פוטה. And the Rambam explains that not a special ptur of כיח ככי, because it's שייך או ליינס. And so that's כיח ככי. In other words, he throw him to a palm tree, and then that throws down the dates, and then the dates fall, and dates fall if somebody throws an oven and hits a person, so that's keichet. But if he throws an oven on tmorim, and that detaches the tmorim from the tree, from the palm tree, and then the tmorim fall on a person and kill him, that's keichet. But it's not keichet, it's keichet. So the Rabbonon of Rebbe say that he's potter of goles. So the Rambam explains it. Why is he potter of goles? Because it's sheyi kol leinis. In other words, so when is a child to say sheyi kol leinis if it happens bishgogo? But suppose someone be mazy, intentionally, deliberately, throws an even on tmorim in order that the tmorim should fall on a person and kill him. So then he's chayim. He's chayim. So we see that keach keichai, according to the Rambam, is not considered keach sheyi. Is not considered keach sheyi. So in other words, so that is in line with the Shita Arat Peos. It's in line with Shita Arat Peos. Now, there is the Rosh in Borokame. There's a lot of tzchures. Tzchures means it's told in the regel, but it's a special aloha l'meishim Sinai. The tzchures is mishal chotzi nezek, not in ezek sholz. What does tzchures mean? Tzchures means keichei of the behime. Regel means if the behime kicks, I mean steps upon something, upon someone or something, so then it's mazik. So then the owner of the sheir is mechuyev pein sholz. But suppose the behime, instead of stepping with the feet, the legs, on something, so it just steps on tzures, on chips, let's say, on splinters, and that is thrown on a behemo, and is mazik behemo, so that's keichei. So the aloch l'meshi Sinai tells us that the owner is only chayev chotzinez. That's the aloch of tzures. Sumre says that tzures is chayev nezek shol. So the Gemara has a baye, he makes the futes. Ravash, if you tell somebody, boy Ravash, keiach keichel isumches, ki keichel domer loy, mi gomer aloche umeikel bekeiach keichel, oy dil loy gomer aloche klal. Take. So in other words, sumches says that tzchures chayven ezek sholem. How about keiach keichel of tzchures according to sumches? In other words, tzchures means the behemoth steps upon his splinter and the splinter injures the behemoth, injures someone, and keiach keichel would mean that, let's say, the behemoth will step upon a stone, a pebble, and that pebble will push something else, and that something else will injure behemoth. That will be keichet. So the bay of the Gemara is, maybe Sumches only says that keach of tzchures is mishalim nezek sholem, but keach keichet is mishalim chotzinezek. So Gemara says, stay. So the Rosh, in paragraph base, in second perik in Borokame, in discussing that Abaye of the Gemore, Boy Ravashi, Ekeach Kechel Yisumchas, Ekeach Edome, Raval Fezalu Hevi Aye, Mishim Yisumchas Mibere, Vilasil Chasek Avos, Vilini Radiation of Kusek Deir, so the reason as to why the Raval Fez doesn't mention it, because it's not relevant to us. Vinira, so he says, no, it has relevance to us too. Vinira, the age of Kusek Dele Vaisu, Dimitir, Bayosi Mashma, the Pitri Kirke, Kirkeban, Mikula, Urabon, Michal Malkirke, Hotenezek, Royal Kirke, only Boyle is subhedgoma Hilkasit, Sulas, Kirke, Hotenezek, Murabon Kirke, or Dilma Loygoma Hilkasiklau, Bakalkirke, Michal Nelikshole. I will hold on me Boyle, you go Mahilkasi, who make a little Kirke, or Hai of Hotenezek, the Afal Gabdin Radin Potter. The Keiach Keiach Lafki Gufidome. The Bahol Ekel is that Puke. The Pshite, the Hilchesel, the Tru, the Tashlome Mose, the Lulahai Mokim Shalom, the Mokim Shalom, the Kulalme Keiach So what does he say? So he says, "V'af avol holo mi boyle igoma." So in other words, so he says, "From the baye alibe de sumches." So it's a raya the pshitale keach keichei keichei domer likulal me ul rabono mishalei mal keach keichei chotzi nezek kmoi al keichei. So the Rosh says, that from the fact that the Gemara has an abaye in connection with sumches, alibi de sumches, whether keach keichei is mishalim chotzi nezek or not, so he can deduce the proposition that keach keichei din like gufei. So in other words, so meila aliyah the rabbanon gemara doesn't have to ask any shailas, because since keach keichei is like gufei in kolatir kule, but in regel there is a special aloche likruuse lihokei lala mazik that he only has to pay chotinezek, but chotinezek even keach keichei has to pay, because keach keichei in kolatir kule he has the same status as keichei. But keichei, now without this special halacha l'meishim Sinai, we would say that even keichei, tzchures of keichei should pay nezek shalom, because keichei is kigufei. But here we have a special halacha. So memele, but chotzi nezek l'chol hapoches, he has to pay. So this is what he says. So, avol holoi mi boyolei yigom ahil chesei, umeikelei bikeach keichei, ulchayiv chotzi nezek, va'af al kavdu min adin poter, bikeach keichei lav kigufei dom. Barikomei. Dibohollek lav stuke. We cannot say that keach keichei is lav kigufei dame. No, because keach keichei is kigufei. And if there hadn't been aloch lemishi misinai, so then the rabbonon would say, the rabbonon of tzumches would say, that not only tzchures of keichei pays in ezek sholem, even tzchures of keach keichei pays in ezek sholem. But there is aloch lemishi misinai. So memele, even tzchures of keichei pays only chotzen ezek. So certainly tzchures of keach keichei. But the Abaye is, maybe Sumches only holds that aloch lemishmi Sinai is not mafk, does not reduce the chiyuv of tzchures of keichei. But the chiyuv of tzchures of keach keichei does reduce. So anyway, so the Rosh says here that from this gemore, it's a raya that in kol atere kule, it's pshitale keach keichei keichei domi in kol atere kule. Then he says, in the of chore, so in other words, so what is Tesis? We cannot go into the Tsugi that has to do with the Tsugi in Bobakami. So in other words, from Tesis it's mashma. The Tesis shite is that Keach Keche is not Keche. So in other words, so we have a machlekes in Bobakami between the Rosh and Tesis. The Rosh and Tesis. As to whether Keach Keche has the same din as Keche. In other words, that there is a fundamental distinction between keach keichei and keach sheni. Keach sheni means, let's say you spill water, and then the water rests. And then, after it rested for a moment, it falls upon someone and kills them. So that's keach sheni. Because when the water starts moving again, so it's already posa keach hodom. Mashenkin keach keichei. So it's not posa keach odom. It's keach keichei. If somebody throws a stone and that stone collides with another stone, and as a result of that collision, so the other stone starts falling and then it hits. So that's keach keichei. So it's not posa keichei. That's not keach sheni. So we see that according to Araf Peros, so keach keichei is keichei. And here the shaila is, maybe because of the passage through the keichei in the neutral zone and then changing his direction and resting on the surface of the sela, on the surface of the omud through keach keichei, that constitutes a hefsek. But keach keichei by itself is considered maaser yadai, nati gome. And then we saw the Shittas Rambam is also that keach keichei is nati gome, because he says ritzia bishgogo al the keach keichei is potter according to Rabbanon of Rebbe, because it's shei kol reines, otherwise he would be mechuyev. So we see that it's nati gome. And then we see that the Rosh in Bulkame also says that in kol atire kule keach keichei is the same as keichei. However, The Rosh says the Teisa Shite in Borotame is to the contrary. So that means the Taraf Peros is Chilik and the Teisa is Morokano. Why? That could be. That could be. I mean, it's not the same Balat Eitzves. It's not the same Balat. But we don't have to say that Taraf Peros is Chilik and Teisves in Borotame. So maybe Taraf Peros also can also agree with the thesis in Bolokami that in Kol HaTerei Kol HaKeach Keach is not like Keach. So but then the question arises, so why does Rav Peiros have to explain the Abaye of Rav Motre on the basis of a Hefsek because it went to a neutral zone that through his direct Keach and then it rested through a derivative through a Keach Keach, a derivative Keach. So let it be put there because it's gome. Now, there is a machlekes, I think I mentioned it more than once. There is a machlekes between the Mogen Avraham and the Eben Ezra. So, about Rechaim Shalmai. Rechaim Shalmai. So, if somebody is taking chitin in a water mill, was an old machine. I mean, it was a machine. So in other words, it wasn't as quick, I mean, as the modern machines, but that was a machine. So in other words, so a person puts the chitin in the mill, and then the water moved the wheels, and that ground it. So the Mogen Avraham says that if someone is taking chitin in the Rechaim Shalmayim, so it's only Misa Rabbanon, he's not Chai V'chatus. The Eben Ezra says, no, he's Chai V'chatus. But it's Ruach Misayayite, so that's a Grome. So he says, when Eliza says, he mentions the Gemara in Borokam, in Borobasra, the Gemara in Akenes, that the Gemara says, that Gabi Shabbos, now the Gemara says, Gabi Rakse, this Gemara in Borobasra, and Gabi Rakse in Liachpe, Rakse means that if somebody, let's say, winnows the grain, and then the mates goes and is mazik, so he's potter. So the Gemara has the kashe in Bava Basra in Liachpeir, Maishne Mizere Viruach Misayate. So I mean, in other words, so here we say that if somebody winnows the grain, and then the chaff with the wind, with the force of the wind, is mazik. So then he's poter because it's a grome, it's a kiachachanur. So it's a grome, but Zere is chayev. So there too. So it's the wind who drives away the chaff from the grain. So the Gemara says, Omar Avashe, because Melechas Machsheves Asfatir. So the Eben Ezra says, so we see that by Shabbos, if that is the derech to do a certain meloche, even though it's a grome, and let's say in Ezekiel it's considered a grome, if the chaff through the force of the wind is maziki person, so he's potter because it's a grome. Still, Shabbos is chayiv zeire. Why? Because Melechas Machsheves Asoteiro. So since that is the way to do it, to separate the chaff from the grain, and Mimele, and that's the way people do it, so Mimele, by Shabbos is chayiv, so even Gromi is chayiv, if that is the derech of doing a certain melech. So Mimele, true that Rechaim Shomai. So that is Gromi, but he's still chayiv midrais, because of Melechas Machsheves. Now, so what is the Mogen Avraham Shite? Why does the Mogen Avraham say that if someone is taking Berechaim Shalmayim, so then he's chayv? As a matter of fact, suppose somebody puts things in washing machine, and in most washing machines, I mean many washing machines, it takes a moment after you put it in until even when you turn it on and you have the things in the washing machine and then you turn the switch, so it takes a moment or two until it starts washing. So if it is immediate, then it's very likely that even according to the Mogen Avraham would be chayiv chatos. But suppose it takes a moment from the time you turn on the switch until it starts washing. So then it should be told in the machlekes between the Mogen Avraham and the Eben Ezra. So according to the Mogen Avraham, It wouldn't involve Nisar Raisa or Nisar Rabbanon. According to Eben Ezer, even though it's a grome, but Melachas Machshavas on the table, like Zera Veruach Misayayde. Now, what does Emog Avrom do? But that's a Gemara in the Foreshes, Zera Veruach Misayayde, so even though in Kolater Kuli it's a grome. So the Emog Avrom would say, that is only true of Zera, because it's a Gzeras HaKosu. Because otherwise, so Zera could never be visualized. Zera is always with the force of the wind. How else do you win or grain? I mean, you that's not Zera. Zera consists in winnowing grain through the aid of the wind. So, and that's one of the Meloches, and it existed in the Mishkan. So Memele, so we have Gzeras HaKosuf that Zera is Chayev even though it's a Grome. So why does the Gemara have to say because Melachas Machsheves? Because the Gemara wants to tell us we shouldn't think that it's a special Gzeras HaKosuf. It's a special Gzeras HaKosuf, and not based upon Melachas Machsheves. And so the Gemara tells us that this Gzeras HaKosuf vis-a-vis Zeire is also based upon the concept of Melachas Machsheves. But it doesn't mean that it applies to all Melachas of Shabbos. It's only a special Gzeras HaKosuf vis-a-vis Zeire. That's the Emog Avrom Shite. Then, and the Eben Ezer Shite is no. It's not a special Gzeras HaKosuf in Zeire. Since the Gemara explains it on the basis of Melachas Machsheves, so the Gzeras HaKosuf Gabi Zeire is a Gzeras HaKosuf in all of its Melachas. It's called Dovah Shoye Bechlau, V'yotzem Na'aklau. Lo Lamid La'atzme Yotzo, Lamid La'aklau, Yotzo. I'm using it just as a militia. I mean, so in other words, that this Gzeras HaKosuf of Zeire is Gzeras HaKosuf in all Amites Meloches, according to the Eben Ezer. Now, as a matter of fact, I think that I mentioned that too, that it seems that there is a machlekes between the Rosh in Bava Kame and Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan. Now, the Gemara in Bava Kame in Shabbos, that Kufcho from the base, so the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yudah, Pisei Achodom Deles Kineged Miduro, Kineged Miduro, Bishabbos, Layit Lo Abay, Bimai Askinon, Ilai Meberuach Mitzuyo, Mai Taime Demam Deosa, Iberuach Shini Mitzuyo, My time with the Mandisho. Leilom Biruach Mitsuyo. Leilom Biruach Mitsuyo. Marsova Gazrino, Marsova Loi Gazrin. So the Rabbi Hananel here says, Oma Shmuel, Pesei Achodom Deles Kineged Amduro B'Shabbos V'Necheshish V'Af Al Pishe Ruach Melabes Eish La'it Al Abaye V'Choshet Leikim Averes Eish V'Yi Ruach Shen Mitzuyo Yil V'Hu Shen Eilif U'Mei Sholim Plike Edosa Ki Plike B'Ruach Mitzuyo Abaye Sova Gazrinon B'Ruach Mitzuyo Oto Ruach Shen Mitzuyo U'Mar Sova Loi Gazrinon. So if it's a Ruach Shen Mitzuyo Yil Hurricane very strongly, then it's a psychration. So there is no doubt that it will be Mavir. So Abaye says, Gazrinon Biruach Mitzuyo Oto Ruach Shen Mitzuyo Umar Sova Loi Gazrinon. Now the question is, so the Gemara says that if it's a Ruach Shen Mitzuyo, so then even though he's not mischaving to be Mavir the fire, but since it's a certainty, it's a Ruach Shen Mitzuyo, it's a strong wind, so Mimele, then it's Osa. It's certainly Osa. But the question is, why should it be Osa even if it's a certainty? After all, he's not Mavir the fire. He just opens the door, and maybe the wind comes in, and there is a very strong wind outside. So that is mavia the fire. So it's a grome. So he could explain it. We could explain it. That in a chaname, it's a grome, but grome is also midrabanan. So, but then you ask. So we, if grome is only also midrabanan, why should Abaye be gezeir? Ruach mitzuyo, otu sheinu ruach mitzuyo, ruach sheinu mitzuyo. After all, beruach mitzuyo, ordinary wind, So it's not a psikreishi. Only if it's a hurricane, it's a psikreishi. So if it's also a reise, we can understand why it's geyser. But if it's only a rabban, so that is no hechech. Because we could say, we find by Shabbos many times where the Chachomim are geyser or to the Rabbanon. As the Rishonim say, it's kule chodek zeirin. But the Rabbi Hananel apparently was bothered by that Gemara. Why does the Gemara say that Abaye is geyser by Ruach Mitzuyo or to Ruach Sheinu Mitzuyo? But even by Ruach Sheinu Mitzuyo, it's only Grome. Because after all, he doesn't do it. The wind is Mavir, but he is only geyrein that the wind, by opening the door, he helps the wind to be mavia, the fire. So that's Grome. That's Grome. So he says, so Rav Nachmanel mentions the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Bava Basra, that Shana Shabbos, Zira V'Ruach Meseyayite, Timleches Machshemes Asotor. So obviously, Rav Nachmanel agrees with Eben Ezra that this is not only true of Melech Zere, but it's Igzeres HaKosuf, no Lametes Meloches. The Rosh in Perik HaKenes, so he says, Shaini Shabbos, Melechus Machshemes Asot Haroah. So the Rosh says, because otherwise we couldn't visualize the Meloch of Zeire, because Zeire is always with the aid of the wind. In other words, so we see that the Rosh is Chelik HaRav Nachmanel, and the Rosh holds, it's only Igzeres HaKosuf Gabi Zeire, not in Olam Etes Meloches. But Gabi Zeire itself is based upon the Aloche of Melechus Machshemes of Melechus Machshevet Sosotir. So we see that there is the Machsei Machlekes that exists between the Mogen Avrom and the Venezia is a Machlekes between the Rosh and Bava Kamma and Rabbi Nachman El Dav Kuf Chof and Shabbos. Now, there is a Yerushalme. The Yerushalme says, Horog Beruach in Kol Godl. There's a Yerushalme in Kol Godl. Horog Beruach. So Chayek, ki zeira v'ruach misayayti. The Mogen Avrom in Hilchos Shabbos mentions an Erzora, so that says horog b'Shabbos is Chayek ki zeira v'ruach misayayti. Erzora b'shem Yerushalm. The Ramok mentions it l'Allah. So it was assumed by most Achayim. It was assumed by all of them. Apparently, that the pshat in the Yerushalmi is kipshut. And from the Lashon of the Yerzorua, it's mashma like that. That he has understood the Yerushalmi kipshut. In other words, that if somebody, let's say, he walks in the street, or not only in the street, even in his own chotzer, and there is a very strong wind, and then he spits, and because of the force of the wind, so because of the wind factor, so the spittle passes over a certain distance. So is chayev as he told the of zeir, as he told of zeir. Because what do you do when you are zeir? That way you winnow the wheat. So then the wind drives away the chaff. So here, when you spit in the wind, so the wind drives away the spittle. So it's he told of zeir, and that's very strange. I mean, how can it be the essential characteristic of Zeira is that you separate a Pseilis from an Echo. I mean, the Gemara in the Bible in Klal Godel mentions Zeira and Dosh, I mean, Beirir and Zeira and Mirakeit as having won a similar pattern. And if they didn't exist, if the three did not exist independently in the Mishnah, so then they would all be included in one category. But because they all existed in the Mishnah separately, so Mimele, they constitute separate categories of Meloch. But if the Pshat in the Yerushalmi is that when one spits in the wind, he's Chayim Tol Zeire, so the essential feature of Zeire is not that you are doing something with the wind, but the essential nature of Zeira consists in separating the Pseilis from the Eichel. So how can the Gemara say that if Zeira didn't exist separately in the Mishkan, then it would be the same Elohi, it would come under the same category as Beira or Meraki? It's a different Elohi altogether. So Rabbi Kveige, Arnish Shuves, says that there is a machlekes between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. Yerushalmi and the Bavli on this question, what's the essence of Zeire? So according to Yerushalmi, Zeire has nothing to do with with removing pseilis from an eichel. It has nothing to do with beire. It has to do, he's in loche, has to do with the selection of the pseilis from an eichel. But zeira is something, it's entirely different. V'horaye, when you spit in the wind, then you don't separate. You don't separate anything, I mean, any psilis from an echo, and still you are chayim mishim zeira. Why? Because you do something with the wind. I mean, you make the wind do something. So that's zeira. But our gemore is chayim on the Yerushalmi, and that's the reason why the Rambam doesn't mention that Yerushalmi or Rav Beruach. Rabbi Kreger on the chest. So that shows that Rabbi Kreger understood that Yerushalmi Kipshut. But Rav Nashi Ilya, so he was a Talmud of the Gros, he says, and the Mishneh Berurah mentions Rav Nashi Ilya's Pshat. So Rav Nashi Ilya says that it's an altogether different Pshat than the Yerushalmi. What the Yerushalmi means is, Horog Beruach, not if somebody spits, let's say, in his own chotzer, but somebody walks in the Rishus Rabbi, and let's say there is a very strong wind, the way it was, let's say, a few weeks ago. So in Ochaname, you are not allowed to spit, I mean, in the street where you went. So there was such a strong wind that if you spit in that wind, it might carry the spittle for Dalet Amos. I mean, so Horog Beruach, if somebody walks in the Rishus Rabbi, and then he spits, and then the wind is so strong that it carries the spittle over a distance of Dalet Amos, and then the spittle less, is Chayev. So is Chayev Echatos, Mishumavya Dalet Amos, Rishus Rabbim. How do we know? But it's Grome. So the Yerushalmi says, Ki Zeira V'Ruach Meseyai. Just as we see that the Torah was Mechayev Zeira for separating the chaff from the grain, but he didn't do it. The bulk of the work is done by the wind. The wind works much harder than the person. He just puts it in the wind, that's all. But the bulk of the work is done by the wind. So we see why. So the Gemara says, Melechus Machsheves Asotor. So if that is the way of separating, you know, the chaff from the grain, so then by Shabbos, even if it's Gromit, so it's Chayev. So Memela, if he spits in the wind, and the wind carries it over a distance of the Ladames, so he's also Chayev. So in other words, that's in accordance with the Shita of Levin Ezer, and it's also in accordance with the Shita of Rabban Chananel. Not in accordance with the Shita of the Mogavron. So anyway, so Memele, so before I said that from Araf Peros it's Mashma, that Keach Keichein Kolateri Kule is considered as Maisev Yodai. But because Teisves explains the Bayer of Rav Motche on the basis of the Shailes, whether the fact that he changed his direction from Keichei in the neutral zone to Keach Keichei in the Mikon Chiyuv, that maybe that constitutes a Hefsek. So only because of the neutral zone. Otherwise, he certainly would have. But if Keach Keichei is a Grome, so he should be Potter and Detzko. So it's Mashma that the Rav Peros agrees with the Shilis Rambam. The Shilis Rambam means that Keach Keichei is not like Keach Sheni. But then we saw that the Rosh says in Bolokame, the taste of Shite is different. Taste of Bolokame, that power. And the taste of Shite in Bolokame is that Keach Keichei is not like Keichei. Is not like Keichei. And when the Gemore has an Abaye, maybe Keach Keichei, Alibe de Sumches, is Chayev, because maybe Sumches does not reject the Aloch L'Mishm Sinai altogether. So he also agrees there is such Aloch L'Mishm Sinai. So Mimele he applies the Aloch L'Mishm Sinai of Tzchures to Keach Keichei. So without Aloch L'Mishim Sinai, it would be Potter Ligamre. But because of Aloch L'Mishim Sinai, is Chayev. But without Aloch L'Mishim Sinai, according to Teisves, he would be Potter Ligamre. Why? Because Keach Keichei is not Keichei. But, so that's the Shite. So Memele, so it's possible that Rav Peros doesn't agree with Teisves Shite Mbolokame. And it's possible that Rav Peros also agrees with Teisves Shite Mbolokame. But then the question arises, why does Araf Peros have to explain it on the basis of the Hefsek in the Mokim Ptur? Let him explain the Ba'abaya of Rav Motre on the basis that it's Gromeh? that is Chomer. So, because maybe Arav Peiros agrees in the Shita of Rabbi Nechanan, that by Shabbos, because of Melachas Machsheves, so even Chomer, if that is the derech, the way people do a certain type of work, so even Chomer is high, because Melachas Machsheves is a Torah. So true, Ruach Misayayite, if it's Keach Keach, so it's Chomer. So, Zera V'ruach Misayayite, or when you open the door, and the wind is mavir, it's certainly Gromeh, and still Rabbi Chanan says it's chayev. So here it should also be chayev, because Gromeh should be chayev. But, for a special reason, maybe it's potter, because since it passes through a neutral zone through this direct keach, and then it changes its direction, and through his keach keach, through a derivative keach. So it rests under Mikon Chiyuv, so maybe that change of direction from a direct keach to a derivative keach constitutes a half second itzoy. But Rav Peiros can agree with Teisa Shita in Bolokame, that in Kolatere Kule, so keach keach is Gromeh. But by Shabbos, Gromeh itself is high.
Shir Nun Dalet in Shabbos, Lamed Shvat Heitosh Shalom Zion, February 17, 1977, on Thursday.
Time we discuss the tasteless, we do mokim mokim tuka asye. We discuss the tasteless. Now, so I mentioned that from Araf Peiros it's mashma that Keach Keche has the same din as Keche. And the only reason as to why Rav Mordechai had a socket as to whether it is considered as a hanochi or not is because it changes its direction and from keichei to keach keichei. So maybe that constitutes a hefsek. Maybe yes and maybe no. So, but if keach keichei has a deal of keach sheini, so then it shouldn't be chayev because it's not the yodai. There was no itzoy b'yodai. So, and I mentioned that the Shittas Rambam is that Keach Keche is considered like Maise B'Yadayim, not Chomer, because when the Rambam passes like the Rabbonim of Rebbe, if he throws the axe on the wood that he is trying to chop, so then a kesem is nites, a splinter splits off from the wood, and then it kills a person. So there's a machlekes between Rebbe and the Chachamim as to whether it's chayim goles or it's not chayim goles. According to Rebbe, he's chayim goles. According to the Rabbonon, he's potal goles. And the Morim Makke says, because it's keach keichei, and the Rambam passes like the Rabbonon, that is potter of goles. So the Rambam says, because it's sheigi korleins. Why does the Rambam have to explain it on the basis of sheigi korleins? Maybe the pshat in the Rabbonon is, if it's keach keichei, so mainly it's not a ritzicha b'yodayim, if keach keichei. So we see from the Rambam that keach keichei is not like keach sheini. Keach sheini means posa keach legamre. And keach keichei means it's not his direct keach, it's a derivative keach. So keach keichei is considered a maisel yodai. That's the Shittas Rambam. Now then, the Rosh, we saw that the Rosh in Bava Kama says that according to the Rabbonot, that Tzchures pays chotzin ezek, it's aloch lemeshi misinai, so not only the Tzchures of keichei, the Tzchures of keach keichei also pays a chotzin ezek. And the raya is from the abaya of the Gemara in Volokame as to whether keach keichei, tzchures of keach keichei, alibi de sumches, is chayev chotzin ezek or it's not chayev chotzin ezek. So we see from there that keach keichei in kol adere kule has a din of keichei. Keach keichei has a din of keichei. And the shaila is whether sumches, who says that tzchures is mishalim ezek sholem, maybe sumches doesn't reject Aloch Lemeshi Misinai, but Tzumches applies it only to Keach Keichei. So that's the Shittas Rosh. And then the Golden Grove points out that Teisves is chilek on Rosh. And Teisves Shita is that Keach Keche is not like Eich. That Keach Keche is not like Eich. So the question was raised, now here from this Teisves it appears. Here from this Teisves it appears that Keach Keche is like Eich. And the only reason as to why, according to Rav Mordechai. So he's put there because of Noachim Ptukas. He changes his direction from Keichei to Keach Keichei, from Mokim Ptu to the Rishus Ayoch. But otherwise, if there wouldn't be a passage to a neutral zone, then he certainly would be hard. So we see that Keach Keichei has a din like Keichei. And but Teisves Shita the Gros says that Teisves is chilek on the Rosh in Bavakame, and he holds that Keach Keichei does not have a din of Keichei. So then, Teisves doesn't have to explain it on the basis of Mokim Ptur Karasye, but simply because there is no Hiltzoye B'yodai, there is no Anoche B'yodai, it's the Anoche took place for Keach Keichei. So either we say that the Rav Peiros does not agree with Teisves Shita in Bavakame, or even if Rav Peiros agrees with Teisves Shita in Bavakame, but if we say like the Venezia, as Rav Nashi Ilya explains the Yerushalmi, or it's like Rabban Hananel, so then by Shabbos even Grome is chayev, if that is the derech to do it. If that is the derech to do it. So the reason as to why, according to one alternative in Rav Mordechai, according to one alternative in Rav Mordechai, so he's poter, he might be poter, is because Mimokim Tokas. This is what he said. Now, the Rashash points out that from this Teisves, that Teisves Shita is that Keach Keche is Keche, but has the same din as Keche. But here there is a possibility that will be potter according to Rav Mordechai because Mimokim Tokas. But the Rashash mentions it in an irregular way. First he asks the kashe and then he gives the teretz. I mean, that's in an irregular way. So, but he mentions a beferish gemara that I mentioned, that gemara, the gemara in Sanhedrin. That gemara that I mentioned last time. ויאמר רב פופה, דף עין זין עמוד בייס. ויאמר רב פופה, זו רק צריך למייל ובהול חול יצדודי, ויהוג החייל. אומר לי מר ברבה של רב פופה, מה היא טיימה משל כיחי הוא? היא כיחי תזו להיר, והיא לאו כיחי תזו לתחס, אלא כיח כוחש. So what does it mean? So it's the same ציור. According to Rashi, it's ממש the same ציור as הרב פירוס ציור. Now again more. In other words, he threw it on top. He had kavone to kill. And he threw the tzreir on top, and then it went on top, and then it went belachsen. So it's mamish the tzior of Rav Peiros. And the Gemara says, Keach Kochosh. Keach Kochosh. So it's a Gemara Meforeshes that Keach Keichei has a din of Keichei. So the Rishash is the kasha against Rav Peiros. I mean, he formulates it in an irregular way. So he says, here at Teisves, Rav Peiros says that the Sofik in Rav Mordechai was that whether he's chayv or not, maybe he's potter because it's keach keichei, but it's gemara meforeshes that keach keichei is a din of keichei. So why should Rav Mordechai have his sofik? So he gives the teretz. Ein lachen am. Rav Peiros agrees that keach keichei is keichei, but here the sofik of Rav Mordechai, according to Rav Peiros, is maybe on account of the fact that it changes his direction. Mimokim ptuk. Where it went on account of Keichei, and then it changes its direction from the Mokim Ptur into the Mokim Chiyum through Keach Keichei. That constitutes it. So that is the Teres of the Rishash. But of course, this is the Pshat in Rav Peiros. So it's Gemara Meforeshes. girl is Mishalim Chotzinet. What does Chulas mean? If the behemoth walks in the street and then she steps, let's say, upon a splinter, and then that splinter is thrown on something or on somebody, and there is damage, so the owner of the behemoth pays only Chotzinet. So Chulas means Keichel. So the Rosh says that the same thing would be true if the behemoth will step on a Keile, and then that Keile will be lifted, and then it will collide with another Keile, and that Keile will lift another Keile, and the other Keile that will be lifted by this Keile will fall upon a behemoth and will injure a behemoth. So he also Chaim, the Rosh says, and Teisa says no, he'll be potter, because that's Teisa Shita. This is the Teisa that the Gro mentions. In other words, that Keach Keichai does not have a din of Keichai. Now the question is, against Teisves, how can Teisves say that Keach Keichai does not have a din of Keichai, but here it's Gemara Meforeshes. So, Rashi here in Sanhedrin explains the Gemara of Zorach Tzril and Milo, V'hochol Mitzgodim, V'hogachayim. So Rashi explains the Gemara that the Gemara has referenced the case where the Tzril first went on top, and then he changed his direction and went balachs, and it killed him. But the Rama, even though, I mean, it's a very strange pshat, but the Rama in Sanhedrin, so he mentions the pshat, he means Rashi's pshat, and he rejects that pshat, and then he says that Rav Poppe doesn't have reference to a case where the Tzreya first went up and then he changed his direction and went balachsen, and it killed after he changed his direction. No, it didn't change his direction. That he was mischaving to throw the tray high, in a straight line, like this. And then somehow, it didn't go straight up, but it went balachsen, like this. It went balachsen, so there was no change of direction. But he was mischaving to kill anyway. In other words, let's say the person, the victim that was killed, let's say, had his hands, let's say, raised like this, and one person was aiming to throw, let's say, the tzrei or the chetz this way in a straight line, and it didn't go in a straight line, but it went like this and killed him. So it was b'meizit, and there was asroye, kabbalah, asroye, everything. So he's chayav. And then he mentions there's another pshat. Obviously, he means Rashi's pshat. So he says, ve'iro. Livoyer. In other words, he rejects Rashi's pshat. Why does he reject Rashi's pshat? Why? After all, the Pashtus HaLoshen is like Rashi's pshat. Pashtus HaLoshen. And this is how most Rishonim explain the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Zorak Tzril Emailo Volchol Izodi. So according to his pshat, so there was no Zorak Tzril Emailo. So how did the Ramah explain it? He was mischaving Lizrik Tzril Emailo. And then it's Volchol Izodi. There was no change of direction. But the Pashtus HaLoshen is like Rashi's Pshat. Why does he say in a row? Because apparently the Ramashita is that Keach Keichai does not have a din of Keichai. So Mimele, if we explain it that way, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, so it's Keach Keichai. Keach Keichai, according to Ramah, is like Keach Sheni. So Mimele, he shouldn't be Chayav Misi. So he explains it that way. He explains it that way. Right. But There is one, but most Rishonim explain the Gemara the way Rashi does. That there was change of direction. So then, according to the pshat of most Rishonim, it's the Gemara Meforeshes, that Keach Keichai has a din of Keichai. Now there is a kasha on the Rambam. Last time I didn't want to discuss it because it was late. Now, that we see that the Rambam Shite, Gabi Goles, so the Rambam says, in the case of Minoeitza Mizbaka, when as a result of striking the wood, let's say the tree, by the axe, so a splinter knocked off the tree, and then that killed the person. So that's Keach Keichai. So Chachomim Emre Enigele. And the Rambam explains it on the basis on the basis of Shehi Korev Korev Le'emes. נשמת הבעל זו מנועית המזבקת, פרק ווב, מלכת רצי החלוך ושבוב, נשמת הבעל זו מנועית המזבקת, נגילה מפני שאין זה בו מכיחי או מכיח תכי, ונמצא כמו אינס. But only because it's שייקו אולנס. שייקו אולנס. But let's say במייזי, to where is מסחב, so then he'll be חייב. That's like the גמורה, the פשטס, הלושנה גמורה, נגילה סחובי. So כיח תכי has a din of כיחי. Still, the Rambam is chelik on the Rosh, as the Gor points out, Perik veis milches niskimom en aloch yezayim kelef shenot les achore vihol achlo ligodish im nicho bigodish vihochel es achore vihidlik es agodish al achore val mikim achore mishalem nezek sholem val shor agodish chotzi nezek. So the Kesef Mishnah explains Migares Achore means Adyadue in contrast to Anchanuche. So Vimigares Achore alagodish, Vimigares Achore alagodish, that means Adyadue, he threw the Chore, the Helich Viseri, Mishalim alachore Nezek Shore, Val Mikim Agholim Chotzenezek, Val Shor Agodish Pot. So in other words, if a kelev took a chore, is a cake, chore is a cake, but that cake has live coals sticking to it. So if the kelev took a cake with live coals sticking to it, and then he went to a godish deva, and then he left it in the godish, and the kelev ate up the cake, and he left it on a certain spot in the godish. So for the cake, the Baal HaKelev is Mechuyev and Nezek Sholem. The chair. Val Mikeim Achore Mishalei Nezek Sholem. Because that's also Regal Mamesh. If it's Niach. Val Shor HaGodish. The Kelev put it, let's say, here. And then, so we burn this part. So for this part of the Godish, it's Nezek Sholem because the Kelev was Mazik Begumvei. He put down. So there was contact. So he's Mishal Nezek. But then the fire spreads and it burns, it consumes the rest of the Godish. For the rest of the Godish, there was no Gufei, so the damage was done through Keichei of the Kelev. Because Ishim Shim Chitzot. The Rambam Paskens like Rabbi Yochanan. So it's Keichei of the Kelev. So immediately he pays Chotzinet. That's only if he near the Godish. But suppose Migares Achori, if it's Adi Aduye. So then, al achore nezek sholei, val mikeim agacholim chotzi nezek, because since it's adi adue, he threw the chore, so mele it's keichei, so it's chore, so he pays chotzi nezek, val shor agodish, but why? According to Teisves, so al shor agodish, according to the Rosh, so al shor agodish is also chayiv chotzi nezek, because keich keichei is the same din as keichei. But the Rambam says, like Teisves, val shor agodish is pot, because and the Mikkei, if he throws the Chore with the coal on a certain spot of the Godish, so on that spot, it is Keich, it is direct Keich. But then, as it keeps on spreading, so Yishem Yishem Chitzok, but it's Keich Keich. It's Keich Keich. So Keich Keich is Lavke Keich. So he's Pota Legamre. So he's Pota Legamre. So this is what the Gros is. The groin is Agoyes on the Rosh, it is Agoyes on the Teisves, and it is Agoyes on Chishmishpet, Shin Tzadik Vei, Shin Tzadik. So, but there is a stira, the groin doesn't mention the Shittes HaRambam in Perikrov Melchat Ritziach Vishmiras Nefesh. But there seems to be a stira. There seems to be a stira. So, we don't have to say that there is a stira between the two Rambams. The Rambam Shitte is as the Pashtes of the Rosh Nagmor and Eilin and Srofim, that Keach Keichei has the same din like Keichei. But Ligabe Ritziche, there is a question whether the Ritzeach kills a human being biyodai or al-digom. So we say, there is no aloche ba Ritziche that a difference between being a ritzia b'gufei and being a ritzia b'keichem. There is no such thing as a ritzicha b'gufei shel adam and ritzicha b'keichem shel adam. Let's say if a person kills a human being with his fist, with his guf, he's a ritzia, he's chayav mizeh. Suppose he fires a shot and he doesn't kill him b'gufei, b'keichem, he's also chayav mizeh. So is it because keichei ki gufei? No. By ritzicha there is no such thing as keichei or gufei. By ritzicha the halacha is that if he kills biyodayim, if there is a maaser ritzicha biyodayim, then he's chayiv mises bezdin. If he kills al digrome, he's chayiv mises b'dishamayim, he's not chayiv mises bezdin. But there is no such thing, ritzicha bi gufei, ritzicha bi keichei. So why is keichei chayiv by ritzicha? Because keiche is a ma'ase b'yadayim, and why is gufei chayev? Because gufei is a ma'ase b'yadayim. So memeila keiach keiche has a din like keiche, and it's also a ma'ase b'yadayim. Keiach sheni is not a ma'ase b'yadayim because it's posa keiche ligamre. But keiach keiche, if I throw, let's say, a chetz, and that chetz collides with another chetz, and the other chetz hits a person, so then it's keiach keiche, but it's still his ma'ase b'yadayim. Till my time, Mashiach came gabin zikin. So the halacha is, the Gemara says that if a behemoth is mazik someone or something, be goof of the behemoth steps, let's say, and he carries derech iducho, then it's goof. Then it's the av of regga. If a behemoth steps upon splinters and that falls upon a kele and breaks the kele, so then it is a tolde of regga. And the halacha l'meishe b'Sinai is, so the general rule is that tolde of all nizikin is had the same din as av. But the tolde the regal is an exception. Pays only, whereas the av of regal pays a nezik sholem, so the tolde of regal pays only a chotzi nezik. So, but by nizikin we have obvious and we have toldes. By tzeach there is no such thing as obvious and toldes. There is no such thing as obvious and toldes by Ritziach. There is an Indian of Maiser Ritzicha B'yadayim and Ritzicha al digrom. So, in order to be Chayav Mises Bezdin, there has to be a Maiser Ritzicha B'yadayim. So, if one kills Begufei with his fist, there is a Maiser Ritzicha B'yadayim. If one throws a chetz, there is Maiser Ritzicha B'yadayim again. One is Begufei, one is Bekeichei. So, there is no special significance in Ritzicha Begufei as compared with Ritzicha B'keichei. Ritzicha B'yadayim. So for the same reason that the Ritzeach B'gufei is chayev, so the Ritzeach B'keichei is chayev. So we say that just as Keichei is considered a Ma'ase B'yadayim, so Keiach Keichei is also considered as a Ma'ase B'yadayim. Mashenkin by Obes Nizikin, so we have Obes and Toldes. So like if the behemoth is Mazik B'gufo, Derech Hilucho, so then it's the av. But if the behemoth is mazik al the tzchures, al the kecho, then it's a tolde the rebbe. So it's a tolde. So we have a distinction between a behemoth that is mazik b'gufei and the behemoth that is mazik al the kecho. And not only vis-a-vis a behemoth that is mazik, vis-a-vis odom mazik, there is also an av and a tolde. The Gemara says that if an odom is chevel b'chaveire or chevel b'momen chaveire with his guf, that's the av of the mamazik. But al the kichev niyei, let's say he spits and then he's mazik, he damages, let's say he spits on siroim, let's say on silken things, and that he damages the silk that way, v'nichei. So the saliva, he spits out saliva on silken things. So he's also chayev because kichavimia is a tolde of Adam. So we have an av and we have a tolde. So even vis-a-vis of the mamazik, there is such a thing as an av and a tolde. So what is the av of the mamazik? The av of the mamazik is gufei. And what is the tolde of the mamazik? If it's mazik v'kichay. So, but while in respect to regal, So the Tildesayim is Lav Kayetzeben. So in respect to Odom and all other Nizikim, so Tildesayim Kayetzeben. But we have an Ov and we have an Toldek, and let's say in respect to Odom, so there is such a thing as Huzak, not only Nizik. An Odom is Chayef if he's Mazik or he's Chayvel B'chaveire, not only if Yodai, he is Chayvel or he's Mazik, he breaks somebody's Chayfetz. Suppose one walks in the street, and then he bumps as he walks. So he bumps into a person who is standing in the street, completely passive, like a dummy. Reuven and Shimon. So Shimon stands like a dummy in the street, and then Reuven walks and bumps into Shimon, and he gets injured. So Shimon is chayev, as Odom Amazik. By Ritzicha he wouldn't be chayev. There is no Maiz Ritzicha B'yadayim. Suppose Shimon would be standing in the street like a dummy, and then Reuven would walk and bump into him without Shimon doing anything. So Shimon couldn't be chayev. Shimon couldn't be chayev. Me say, even if he's negligent, even if he knew that this is going to happen, because there is no Maiz Ritzicha. So still, by Odom Amazik is chayev. So there is a chiyuv of hizik when he's mazik yadayim bigufei or bikechei, and there is huzak. So why? Because as far as obvious nizikin is concerned, so the mechayev of obvious nizikin is ushmiroson alecha, as the first mishnah of Akame says, velo yishmerenu. So the negligence, he is chayev because a odom shmiras gufei olafu, just as the owner of an axe is chayev when the axe goes and the axe commits damage. So the owner is chayev because he's mechuyev to exercise care over his axe, over his mummy, and if he doesn't, and as a result of his negligence, so his axe, his mummy, causes damage, so then he's chayev. So another mamazik also. Odom Mued Leilom. Why? Because a person, Odom Shepiraz Gubi Olofu, he's mechuyev to exercise care over his goof and over his keyach, so that no damage would emanate from his goof to anybody or to anything or from his keyach. So memele can be mechuyev even if it's huzak. So it's not a halacha of ma'ase hezek b'yadayim. It's an inyan of aven tolde, of being mazik al de gufei and being mazik al de keyche. So memele the shitas Rambam is that's the machlekes between the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh it is the just as ligabi the question whether it's a ma'aseh b'yadayim or not. So keach keche is distinguishable from keach shein. Keach shein is considered not ma'aseh b'yadayim. It's considered gromen. Mashenkin keach keche an indirect keach. So that is considered ma'aseh b'yadayim. So the Rosh holds ligabi nizikin. So since we have aloche that keiche is a tolde of gufe, and so memele keiach keiche is also a tolde of gufe, just as keiche is a tolde of gufe, so keiach keiche is also a tolde of gufe. The shittas Rambam is not like that. The shittas Rambam is that here there is not a question of ma'isim yodayim. Here it's a question whether it's gufe or keiche. Now gufe certainly isn't keiach keiche, but keiche is it told of gufei. So the Rosh holds that just as keiche is it told of gufei, so keiach keiche is also told of gufei, and the sheet of the Rambam is no, only keiche is it told of gufei, but keiach keiche is not it told of gufei. But regarding Ritzicha and the Kol HaTerekule, where it's a question of ma'aseh b'yadayim, so then the Rambam sheet is that keiach keiche is also considered ma'aseh b'yadayim, and the only reason who shite is that keiach keiche is considered grome is the Rambam. All right, so memele, whatever we say in respect to the Rambam, we can say in respect to Teisves too. So in other words, so we don't have to say that we certainly don't have to say that the Rav Peiros is chilek on Teisves in Bolokame, because Teisves in Bolokame says it in respect to tzchuretz. Mashein kein, where it's a question of whether it is b'yadayim or not. So keiach keiche is considered, just like keiche is considered a ma'aseh b'yadayim, so keiach keiche is also considered like a ma'aseh b'yadayim. Alright. Now, this is, so Teisves Kashe is, why does Rav Mordechai have a suffix as to whether in the case of Amud B'Shus Arabim Kaveh Yud V'Rochel Dalet V'Zorak V'Nochal Gabo, so whether it's Chayiv or not, it certainly should be Chayiv. The fact that it passes through a neutral zone does not constitute a hefsek in the itzoye. V'Horaye Meitz Mechonis L'Platya Derech Stog, so may the Benazai be Zerik that is Chayiv, even though there is a passage through a neutral zone. So Rav Peiros says that here the suffix is because it changes its direction from Kei to Keirkir. Maybe that constitutes a half second liter. Now, the Ramban gives a different term. So we see that the fact that there was a passage of zrike in a neutral zone, so that doesn't constitute the hefsek. So he gives the teretz in the name of Tesis that here is different because it existed in the Mishkan zrike mechonus leplati derech stov aval hoche lo yahave mishkan. So in other words, so what is Tesis teretz? The tinach nami, according to Rav Mordechai, the fact that there is an intervention of a neutral zone in the midst of the mitzoye, so that should constitute maybe, because Rav Mordechai has a topic. So possibly constitute a half second Yitzhoye. But why do we say that Mechonus Lepati Derech Stov he made a Benazai Bizeireik? Because there it existed that way in the Mishkan, so in other words it's a special Zazakos. Vein tam ze maspik she'af al pichein o yoem lifteh keheich adipoteh Benazai mehalich af al gav dehave de Mishkan. So he rejects that term. Over there it wasn't in the Mishkan. I mean, those who were involved in the Meloches in connection with the Mishkan did not carry it But there was a neutral zone in the middle. Void more the tiny element which is Rabbin Gavi Yudu Rachadale in Michadale in Kosashoi Gimu, we saw at Nahal Gab of Chayet, who we call Hanan Mokim Tuko, so there was an intervention in a neutral zone, and still it did not constitute the Hefs. V'yeish leima v'me'amroi eloi tifshet leil Rav Mordechai v'milce nitzit elu miboel v'traskel v'amud v'adif el masnis v'misuk me b'meroshe v'charz v'chivim v'zorg v'mais v'praise v'meid v'nazai v'zirik l'shmiel. Alright, that's one tattoo v'nira li litareitz. But then the Ramban says v'nira li litareitz the Rav Mordechai pshit elei v'chol di osen v'okim ptur v'okim chiyuv ונוח במוקים חיוב ובאבו של חיוב בזרק חי וכי קומי בו אלי כי נדחש תנאם בבשיו של אב ופות הקומה נחלי כי גאין עמוד זה שכל גוף עם מוקים פתור כה כלי מלאי לו מיוד אלו שהוא מונח על גבי יוד וכי נדי גוף אין למאי לו מיוד אף לאח השנוח דיל מו פות היה וחיוב עם מוקים פתור כעסי שהוא שעושה זה אב ופתור כמו שפירש רשי ואין אב ורשוס הרבים ואבא ושוסה יוחי נאמר להווה דכי אמרינו ושוסה יוחי לילה דלקיע דילנו באב וחוצר אבל באב מדלוי דיל ככה הום נכן ילפעתי דרך סדום פלוי קשה דמוקים חיום מנחה ומוקים חיום נאמר אסיה שערי יוצס ורקי נוחו ומה וחיב דרך חולוף חייב מוקים חיום קאסיה לנו חוסו ודרבי יסיב רב יהודה בתרסקל רב מורדכה ושיש לתפניס ותרסקל שנמצא מונה ברשוסה יוחי וכן הוד איתניה עמוד גבי עדיו ברוכב דלת נאמר ברוכב מסוכמה Nam bochem isukme, ki yeshin lishit vanitz. Is lishit vanitz. So the Ramban gives a teretz that Rav Mordechai knew very well that the fact that there was an intervention in the neutral zone, that doesn't constitute a hefsek. But here the sofik of Rav Mordechai was, maybe there is no hanoche, there is no real hanoche, because this aloche of Rishus HaYochid Ilah Adurokiyah, the Ramban says, applies only to real mechitzes. If you have mechitzes that enclose hollow space, open space, so then we say you have mamish mechitzes, actual mechitzes, that we say good asik mechitzes. So only when you have actual mechitzes, mechitzes nikoretz, actual mechitzes that is maki, is space, then we say good asik mechitzes. So memeila Rishus HaYochid Ilah Adurokiyah, masheikin here homud, you don't have mechitzes. It's all in the imagination, the mechitzes. So it says a din mechitze, but it's not an actual mechitze. It's not an actual mechitze. Now, according to Rashi too, even though the Ramban is definitely chilik on Rashi, because Rashi shite is that the aloche of gudasik mechitze does apply to amud gobei ayud, but Rashi bases the aloche of mechitze of amud gobei ayud v'rochem dalet upon gudasik. So we say that we consider, see, the Pnei Amud goes up. The Pnei Amud. But the Pnei Amud does not have any actual existence. It's a two-dimensional thing, the Pnei Amud. So it's a din mechitze, the Pnei Amud. It's a din mechitze. It's a construct, illegal mechitze. Not an actual mechitze. But Rashi Shita is that the Aloha of Gudasik applies to a legal mechitze also, not only to an actual mechitze. The Ramban shita is good asik only applies to an actual mechitze. If you have a wall that encircles space, encloses a certain portion of space, so then if you have an actual mechitze, so it's considered as going up ad l'rokia, good asik mechitze. But by Amud, it's only a din mechitze, a legal mechitze, not an actual mechitze. There is no aloch of gudasik. There is no aloch of gudasik. So when he throws a chifetz on the surface of the Amud that is set up in the Rishus HaYochid, so the surface of the Amud has a din of the Rishus HaYochid. But the avir above the surface, this is the surface of the Amud. So this is the Rishus HaYochid. But the avir above does not have a din Rishus HaYochid. That's makim ptur. So memele, when the chifes rests, so it only rests on the Rishus HaYochid, but it occupies space in the makim ptur. So the sofik in Rav Mordechai was, what is the criterion whereby we determine anoche? Is anoche determined by the place, by the surface where it rests, or it is also determined by the place it occupies? That's the sum. If we say that Anoche is determined by the place it rests upon, the place, the surface that serves as support for the Trefet, so maybe it's considered normal, because on what is it supported? On what does it rest? It is supported on the surface of the Amud. The surface of the Amud is a Rishus HaYochid. But it occupies space in the Makim Tur. So maybe Hanoche is not only determined by the space upon which it is supported, but also by the space that it occupies. That's the suffix. That's the suffix in Rav Mordechai. Just one second. That's the suffix in Rav Mordechai. So in many ways, there are no kashas. Now the question is this. This is Rav Mordechai Sofik, but we don't pass like Rav Mordechai. So we pass, like all the other Amroim, like Rav Yesi, like Abaye, like Chove. So, he said, Kulche Beroi Kedadot Etofisu. But they all disagreed with him. So, while according to Rav Mordechai it was a Sofik, but according to Abaye and to Chove and to Rav Yesi, there was no suffix. So in this case of Zohar Gvinochal Gabo Vamod Vishus Rabin, he is certainly high. So the Ramban could be explained in two ways. The Ramban itself could be explained in two ways. That one way of explaining the Ramban would be that only Rav Mordechai, that was Rav Mordechai Sofik. That was Rav Mordechai Sofik. Maybe the halacha of Rishay Yochid Ilad Rokia applies only to actual mechitzes. Gudasik mechitzte Rishay Yochid Ilad Rokia applies only to actual mechitzes. To actual mechitzes, but it doesn't apply to legal mechitzes. To legal mechitzes. Mimele, if it doesn't apply to legal mechitzes, so if it's Zorak Vinoch Al Gabov, he has to be potter, unless he throws a needle, and the needle rests, let's say, in a cleft in the surface, or in the projecting point, that a lower point on the surface itself, that is in the form of a very slight slant, in the form of a very slight slant. But in other words, that itself is the Sofik of Rav Mordechai. But what, whether the halacha of Gudasik applies to Amud or not. So the alternative in Rav Mordechai that Zorak Vinoch Al Gabov Al Gabei Amud is Chayev, so assumes that the halacha of Gudasik applies to Amud. The other alternative, Zorak Vinoch Al Gabov Al Gabei Amud, is Poter, assumes that the halacha of Gudasik does not apply to Amud. That's one way of explaining the Ramban. The other way of explaining the Ramban is no. That is a pshites to Rav Mordechai. That is a pshites to Rav Mordechai. That the halacha of Gudasik mechitzte applies only to an actual mechitzte. It doesn't apply to a legal mechitzte. And that is a pshites. And not only is it a pshites to Rav Mordechai, it's a pshites to everybody, to Abaye, to Rove, to Rav Yisik, all those who are chilik and Rav Mordechai also agree with this premise that the halacha of Gudasik doesn't apply to a din mechitze. It only applies to an actual mechitze, to an actual mechitze. But while Abaye and Rav Yisik took it for granted and they had no suffix that halacha is determined only by the space that serves as support for the chilek. And if the space that serves as support of for a certain chifetz is a rishus hayochid, then the chifetz is considered munach in rishus hayochid, even though it occupies space in mokim tor. So that was a pshites to Abaye and Rav and Rav Yisik. So Rav Mordechai had that topic. Whether the criterion whereby we determine anoche is just the space that serves as support for a certain chifetz, upon which a certain chifetz stands, or not only the space that serves as support for a chifetz is a factor in determining anoche, but the space that is occupied by the chifetz is also a factor in determining anoche. So that was the suffix. But so it's a suffix for Rav Mordechai, but for Abaye and Rove, there was no suffix. Abaye and Rove took it for granted, both points. One point, that the halacha of Gudasik does not apply to a din mechitze, only to an actual mechitze, but even so, it's definitely considered noch, inasmuch as it lies on the surface of the omut, which is itself a ritzayochit, even though it occupies space in the mokimtu. So, from the Ramban, you couldn't tell what the Ramban Shite is vis-a-vis Rove and Abaye and Rav Yisik. But from the Rashbo, it's mashma that according to the Ramban, so it's not only that Rav Mordechai holds that way, even Abaye and Rove and Rav Yisik also hold that way. But whereas to Rav Mordechai it's a sofik, where the criterion of determining Hanoche consists in the space that serves as support for Chayetz. So, or in the space, or also in the space that is occupied by the Chayetz. So according to Abaye and Rove and Rav Yisik, it's a pshitis. According to Abaye and Rove and Rav Yisik, it's a pshitis. It's a pshitis. Now, the Rashbo, at the end, after mentioning the Ramban, so he asks the Kashi against the Ramban Shita. And from that Rashbo, it's mashma that the Rashbo understood the Ramban, and the Rashbo certainly knew what the Ramban was saying. So the Rashbo understood the Ramban that it's not that Rav Mordechai had his topic on that question, whether the Halacha of Gudatzik applies to Edim Mechitzeh. No, that was a pshites. Everybody, Rav Mordechai and all the Amoraim. But the topic of Rav Mordechai was whether the criterion whereby you determine Anoche consists in the place, in the space that serves as support, or it also consists in the space that is occupied by him. So according to all the other Amoraim, only the space that serves as support is the factor in determining Anoche. And Rav Mordechai Rishofik, maybe the space occupied by Chavetz is also a factor, together with the space that serves as support. So Memele, he has Sikashe. So how can the Ramban say that only the space upon which it stands, upon which the Chavetz stands, is the factor in determining Anoche? The Gemara says Tabi Kaveres, that the top of the Kaveres bulges, protrudes, extends above the Yud, so it's Agli Mokim Tur. So what if it's Agli Mokim Tur? Why? Because it occupies space. But that doesn't matter. So the Rashba says that according to the Ramban, it makes a difference. If the Chifetz is just, if the Chifetz occupies the whole Rishus HaYochi, the whole Rishus HaRabi, the ten Tvochim, plus, so then if it's Eichel Kol HaRishus, and it extends above, so then it's considered Agdim Mokim Tur. Masha'in Kein, if it doesn't Eichel the Kol HaRishus, so then it's not considered Agdim Mokim Tur. So that's why here, so by Amud Rishus HaRabi, so Roven, Abaye, and Rav Yisef say, so since the Chifetz, true, it occupies space in the avir of the Mokim Tur, but it's not Eichel the whole Rishus, it doesn't occupy the whole Rishus plus another Rishus. So Memele it's considered Anoche. Masha'in Kein by Kaveres, when Agli Mokim Tur, so it occupies one Rishus and then it extends in another Rishus, then it's not considered Anoche. All right.
Shu Nun Hein Shabbos Alva Beis Adar He Tov Shin Lam Zayin, February 20, 1977, Sunday.
Now we see that there are three pshatim in the Gemara, the Abaye of Rav Mordechai. One pshat is Rashi's pshat, and Rashi, according to Rashi, so the Abaye of Rav Mordechai was whether we say that on account of the fact that the Chifetz passes through the Mokim Tur before it reaches the Omud, the Avir on it, so it passes through the Avir, Lemaila Meyut, maybe that is a Hefsek in the Itzoy. So then the Kashi is, all these Gemores, Hametz Mechonis Leplatye, the Stog, and Hameitzi Maso, Lemailo Maso Chaye. So the Ramban gives the Teretz in the name of Teisves. I mean, not the Ramban's own Shite, but the Ramban mentions in the name of Teisves a Teretz, because there we learn out from the Mishnah. Alright, the Ramban rejects that Teretz, but this is what we have to say according to Rashi. Ikel mei da koche, wo ich dem heute tagen noch nicht Party der Stock, wo mir wir können na lo, mei bin azeb ze ich kann gar sei am afak ab dosem mit to khaye. So we see from that the fact that it passes through a neutral zone, a mokim to, that doesn't consider the half second it so. Wo wir teils was mit tarzim, shane hoche, shane hosom. Die khaye gaben haben wir mich, aber hoche lo haben wir mich. So we have to say that according to Rashi. Then there is the pshat of Rav Peiros, that Rav Mordechai did not have any sveikes on that question. Rav Mordechai knew very well that the fact that the chifetz passes through a neutral zone does not constitute a hefsek nitzoi. But the shaila we hear was because it changes its direction from direct keach to keach keach. Maybe that constitutes a hefsek. So that was the suffix by Rav Mordechai, and Abaye and Rav and Rav Yosef had no suffix. That even if there is a change in direction, it still does not constitute a hefsek. And then there is the third pshat. That's the sheet of the Ramban. The sheet of the Ramban is that Rav Mordechai knew very well that the fact that it passes through a neutral zone, so it doesn't constitute a hefsek. But the Rav Mordechai had a suffix in view of the fact that here we have an amud. So Mimele Gudasik doesn't apply, because when does Gudasik apply? Only when you have an actual mechitze. But in the moment you don't have an actual mechitze. An actual mechitze is something, is a mechitze that encompasses, that encircles hollow space. That's called an actual mechitze. And the Amud is a din mechitze. A din mechitze, according to Rashi, it's the Pnei Amud. This is exists only in the imagination. I mean, this is a two-dimensional thing, the sides. It's not a three-dimensional thing. I mean, only a three-dimensional thing has a tangible existence. So this exists only b'derech hadimyon, as the Magid Mishneh uses the expression in regard to something else, so we mentioned it. So it's only a din mechitze, it's not an actual mechitze. So since it's only a din mechitze, so we don't say the aloha, we don't apply the aloha of Gedasik. We apply the aloha of Gedasik only to an actual mechitze, not to a din mechitze. So that means that the aver omud is not a rishit hayochid. Only the surface of the omud is a rishit hayochid. But the aver omud not. So mele, when it falls on the surface of the omud, so in effect, it only rests under Rishus HaYochid, but it occupies space completely in the Mokim Tu. So that's the suffix by Rav Mordechai. Now, and but we don't pass like Rav Mordechai, Abaye and Rav and Rav Yosef, they have no suffix. So it could be explained in two ways. I mentioned last time, either that on that point is a machlekes between Rav Mordechai on one hand and Abaye and Rav and Rav Yosef on the other, or no, there is no machlekes on that point. Abaye and Rav and Rav Yosef also agree that the halacha of Gudasik doesn't apply to a din mechitze. It only applies to an actual mechitze. And since the halacha of Rishta Yochid Ila Rakia is based upon the concept of Gudasik, and Gudasik is not shayach here, so memele, it's not Ila Rakia, so the Avir Omud, even according to Abaye and Rav and Rav Yosef, does not have a din of Rishus HaYochid, it's a Mokim Tu. But even though Abaye and Rav and Rav Yosef agree with Rav Mordechai's premise that the Avir HaOmud is a Mokim Tu, but it's a pshites to them that is chayev. Why? Because they hold that the criterion whereby we determine as to whether it's noch in Rishus HaYochid or not is the place where the space where it's noch that supports it, not the place that it occupies. So that's why Rabbi and Rav and Rav Yosef say that it's certainly chayev. And that's Rav Mordechai's Abaye. Whether the criterion is only the space that supports the chayevetz, or also the space that is occupied by the chayevetz. Now, so it's mashma from the Lashon. So, from the Lashon of the Ramban, there is no indication what the Ramban shit is. But from the Rashbo, it's mashma that the Ramban shita is the way that the Rashbo understood the Ramban, and the Rashbo certainly knew what the Ramban shita was. So it's mashma from the Lashon of the Rashbo that according to the Ramban, everybody agrees with this premise that the avir of an amud gavei ayud rochev daled is not a Rishus HaYochid, and still Abaye and Rove, and Rav Yosef took it for granted that if it's Zohar, Vinoch HaGabov, so it's Chayev. Why is it Chayev? Because it's Noch HaRishus HaYochid, even though it occupies space.